Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
That's Eric. Back to bring us back in his crew. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Alampi is our guest. He's the leader of Alampi & Associates. They're leadership and corporate management experts, helping companies just like yours and mine put our best foot forward in all the things that we do in managing our organizations and our people. Great to excellent. It's the execution. That's the title of his book. Available wherever books are sold. Alampi.com is the website. Hey, Jim. So when we went to the break, I said, and I've had this happen to me. I know you had this happen to you. One of your best people, maybe your best person, walks in, knocks on the door, and says, "Hey, boss, you got a minute?" And you're thinking, I mean, how many times, if you can't help it, you say, "Oh God, here it comes." You know, he's giving me a 2-week notice or whatever. You never know what they're going to say, because there's just something about that ring. And what? Remind us what goes through our mind in about 3 seconds. What are all the things that goes through our mind when they tell us that they're leaving?
Well, bad things are going to happen, because now I've got to go find their replacement, which is tough in this environment.
Yep.
But the question that I love for CEOs to ask themselves, you know, and ask their entire team, who's the one person in your department you would most hate to lose? And if they walked in your office and resigned today, what would you do to save them? And then third, why aren't you doing that now?
Right.
Why are you waiting to react to somebody leaving? Why aren't you being proactive about it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, how many times have we all done this? How many times have I had that happen to me where I was the one knocking on the door, Jim, and I said, "Hey, boss, you got a bit." So what you're thinking is, okay, you know, how much will I spend to keep this guy, this person? What do I need to do? You know, what did you find attractive about the other place? I'll do that. So what's the answer if we're going to do it proactively, Jim? If we're going to do it before they knock on the door, what would that conversation look like? What would it sound like?
You know, Jim, unfortunately, the financial professionals have done us a disservice, because they won't let us put people on the balance sheet of our company.
Right.
You know, we put property, plant, and equipment on the balance sheet, and we demand a return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the heck don't we treat people the same way? They're not an expense, even though they're on the income statement. They're an asset. And that's the way we need to think about our people.
Right.
We've got to nurture them, and we've got to keep them, and we've got to do everything we can to make them more valuable when they ultimately leave our organizations.
Right. No, exactly. But we got this conversation that we're worried about happen. We don't want it to happen. We know, maybe we even see them talking to somebody, you know. We're a little worried about it. So do I go to that person and say, one thing you got to do is you got to have regular reviews, right? You got to tell them how they're doing. And you got to do a 360 too, right? I mean, you got to let them tell you what they think.
Absolutely. You know, this relationship with employees has really changed. You know, they're free agents out there, and they can move any way they want at any time they want. At least the A players can. And our job as leaders is to make sure that we're doing everything we can to provide challenging work, give them good assignments, give them feedback in terms of how they're doing, to have a career path for them so they know what the progression will be.
But we don't need to presume that we know what that is, though, right? But we need to say, John or Sue, What's your view? What does your picture look like when you imagine your movie over the next 5 years? What do you see that being?
And what do you need to know that you don't know today that would make you even more valuable in the workplace?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully at our company, but in any case, wherever you are in 5 years or 10 years or whatever it is. That conversation, as you say, ought to be a mandatory part of every performance review. What are you interested in doing? What would be challenging for you?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of experience do you want to gain here? Those are the kind of questions leaders need to think about. Because as you and I know, the number one reason people leave companies is their boss.
Well, and there's no question. And you know, we talked about that in the last segment. And it's not just that the boss is not talking to them. The primary response that people get in exit interviews is, I didn't feel valued. And that's a big deal. So, but over to the compensation part, Jim, real quick. If we said, okay, what's it going to cost me to replace this person in direct costs and opportunity costs, is that not, shouldn't we factor that into what we're paying this person?
True, combined with the competitive analysis of what are people in that same kind of role and responsibility being paid in the surrounding area, wherever our competition is for talent. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. I've tried to poach someone before, and when they told me how much they made, I changed my mind because I couldn't afford them.
You know, the ideal, Jim, is to reverse this. Instead of being reactive when somebody leaves our company, we ought to become what I call an employer of choice.
Right.
So people are coming to us when we don't even have an opening and saying, I've heard such great things about your company. The next time you have an opening for one of these, would you give me a call?
Yep.
Boy, wouldn't it be neat to have that kind of environment?
That'd be pretty cool. It sure would. Yeah.
Yep.
That's the way you want to be. You want to have it, and you do that by having a bunch of happy people who tell their friends, right, Jim?
Yeah, that's creating the brand and the reputation in your marketplace.
Great to excellent. That's the title of the book. Alampi.com is the website. Jim Alampi, thanks for being here, Jim. Good job. Come back soon.
Anytime. Good to talk to you.
Jim Alampi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.